各位长职
all the elders and deacons，
各位主内的弟兄姊妹和慕道朋友
all the brothers and sisters in Christ，
大家在主里面平安
and peace to you。
今天我们欢喜快乐
today we are full of joy，
但是我看很多人还是脸上非常严肃的
I still see many serious faces。
今天我们欢喜快乐是有特别的原因。
And today we're full of joy because we have special reason。
因为我们要感谢这位伟大的神。
And we want to thank this mighty God。
在过去四十年
In the past 40 years, and he lead us。
我本人就是在这个教会成长。
And I myself grew up in this church.
也跟这个教会过了四十年。
I spent 40 years with this church.
四十年是神的恩典。
And 40 years, when I look back, is all God's grace.
每一天每一年都是神的恩典。
Every day, every year is God's grace.
我们今天来这里颂赞崇拜。
Today we come to praise God and come to worship Him.
因为他是一个施恩典的神。
Because He is a God who provides grace.
因此今天我们来施恩。
So now we need to in remembrance of His grace.
施恩就是思念数算神的恩典。
You think about His grace and you count on His blessing.
因此我们这个教堂被取名叫施恩堂。
So therefore in Chinese, we call our church as 施恩 in remembrance of His grace.
但是不只是施恩就坐在这里不动，只是思想数算神的恩典而已。
It's not we only sitting here think about God's grace and we sit there not moving.
你施恩思想神的恩典之后
，After you think about His grace，
你还要做什么
？And what else you should do？
你必须要感恩，还要报恩。
And you need to return His grace and also give thanks。
因为神是施恩典的神。
And because He is the God who provides grace。
他也要我们献上自己。
He also wants us to contribute ourselves。
因为他已经把他的生命。为我们舍了
，because he has sacrificed his own life。
他也愿意我们每一个信神的人摆上自己。
He also wish everyone who believe in him can contribute himself。
因此，我们不仅是在这里坐着施恩
，so you're not only sitting there in remembrance of his grace，
乃是要起来服侍他，侍奉他。
You need to get up to serve him。
这个是神拣选我们赐恩典给我们的目的。
And that's the purpose why God has provided grace to us。
从一个没有自己聚会的地方。
We start from we have no place to worship。
我们必须要在1979年借 Clayton Church of Christ 他们的教会来做中文聚会。
Back to 1979, we have no place to worship. We borrow a place, Clayton Church of Christ, the church to worship。
每个主日下午2点到4点。
Every Sunday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m.
我们举行聚会崇拜。
And we have our Sunday worship.
他们只让我们用2个小时的时间。
They only let us to use for 2 hours.
因为他们接下去还有另外一个晚上的聚会。
Because they have evening services.
一直到1999年。
And until 1999.
就是20年前。
About 20 years ago.
神赐给我们这个地方。
And God has provided this location for us.
我们就从2000年开始在这里聚会。
And we start to worship God in here, back to year 2000.
又是在2010年的时候。
And back to year 2010.
当我们在筹备要扩建副堂的时候。
And we tried to in the process of preparation of expansion for the accelerate of the church.
For expansion of the building.、Huh?
Yep.
然后我们必须要跟这个咨询服务公司联系。
We need to contact with a consulting company.
我们就决定了这个公司。
And we choose the consulting company.
他跟我约，这工程师跟我约好要来这里看我们的 building， 看我们的建筑。
They make a time. They want to have look this building.
当我们在外面一看这个 building 的时候
，When we have seen the building，
他就第一句话问我
，And the first question he asked me，
他说你的教堂非常大
，And this church is quite big。
他说你什么时候买的
？When did you purchase？
买了多少钱
？And how much you spend on it？
现在又值多少钱
？What's the market price now？
我的回答是我不知道。
I say I don't know.
弟兄姊妹想一想，这个教堂是聚会用的。
And this church is for worship.
这个教堂是神的教会。
And this is God's holy temple.
这个教堂是神给我们聚会崇拜的地方。
And this is the church God provided for us to worship.
神特别安排在这里有个崇拜的地方。
And God specially made the arrangement that us can worship in here.
这个教堂是神的殿。
And this is God's temple.
是祷告的地方。
Is the place for prayer.
是神要祝福人的地方。
And it's the place God is going to bless us.
没有价值的。
It's priceless.
后来我才发现。
And later on, I have found out.
这家公司。
And this consulting firm.
他们是犹太人。
They are the Jewish.
也许他们非常注重价格多少。
Maybe they pay so much attention to the value.
对神的家来说。
And to God's household.
不管是价值多少。
Doesn't matter how much it is.
神所安排在这里有一个聚会的地方。
And God has organized a place for us to worship.
就是神要祝福，神要高举的地方。
And is God going to bless us? God's name will be exalted.
神拣选的地方，让我们在这里要传扬他的救恩。
And God provide us to preach His gospel.
神给我们这个地方，要训练我们将来在天上侍奉的一个地方。
God provides a place to train us.
在神永远的计划里面。
In God's internal purpose,
他有三个非常大的工程。
He has three great work.
首先，他有创造之工。
He has a work of creation.
因为创世纪第二章告诉我们。
And in Genesis chapter 2 verse
神造了天地和万有。
Heavens and earth and everything.
地上其中的一切。
And all the things on earth.
他造了生物。
He created all the creatures.
他造了植物。
And plants.
他造了动物。
Animals.
最后造人。
And at the end, he created.
天地都造齐了。
And he created all.
他看得非常的好。
He sees that it's all beautiful.
他祝福他所造的。
And he blessed his creation.
然后他第七天他也歇了他的劳苦。
And on the seventh day, God took a rest.
他安息了。
He has raised.
他还有第二项非常大的工程。
He has also the second very big job to do.
就是救赎之工。
It's work of redemption.
当他造的人亚当夏娃。
And when he created men, Adam and Eve.
他们不听神的吩咐。
They don't listen to God.
他们违背了神的命令。
They disobey God's commands.
他们堕落。
They fall and sin. They have fallen and sinned.
因为罗马书告诉我们。
And in Book of Rome,
and
told us.
世人都犯了罪。
For all have sinned,
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And fall short of the glory of God.
在神的眼中。
So in God's eyes,
人不听从神的话。
Men not listen to God's words.
就是亏缺了神的荣
耀。And we are short of the glory of God.
达不到他的标准。
It's not hitting his target.
对神来说，人就堕落犯罪。
So, that's why we have fallen and sinned.
可是他因为爱他所造的人。
Because of his love, he loved all his creations.
他必须要拯救他们。
He must try to save us.
他就差了他的独生儿子来到世上。
So he sent his only son to this earth.
要替每一个罪人钉死在十字架上
and crucified for every sinner
要流血替我们舍命
shed his blood and sacrifice his life to redeem us
这样子才能够把我们救赎回来
so then therefore the redemption is complete
凡是在神面前认罪悔改
whoever confesses your sin in front of God
他就愿意接受我们成为他的儿女
and he's willing to accept us as children of God
他花了他儿子整个生命
and he used entirely of his only son's life
付上最大的赎价
he paid the biggest price
为的是要救赎你和我
is to redeem you and me
为的是救赎整个全人类
the whole mankind
这个是神做了最大的工作
and that's the biggest work God has ever done
他不仅是要造人
He's not only creates man.
他后来还要救人。
He wants to save man.
他今天还要做一项工作。
He wants to do another work.
他的工作还没有完成。
Still not complete yet.
就是他要做建造的工作。
His work for spiritual building.
就像一个这个 building.
It's like building a building.
我们过去花了七年的时间要扩建副堂。
We spent7 years to do the expansion.
对我们来说一个漫长的时间。
It's a long process.
我们用了一年三个月的时间把这个副堂盖好。
And we use 1 year and 3 months to complete our expansion.
一年三个月，我们必须搬到神学院使用的地方来聚会。
And we must move the whole church to the Bible College to worship.
总共的时间差不多十年。
And the time is about 10 years.
是一个漫长的时间。
It's a long waiting out, years.
神恩典的时期。
And also that is God's grace.
让我们整个工程对我们来说是相当大的工程。
And to us it's a such big construction work.
当我自己盖了房子之后。
After I built my own house.
再跟这个副堂比较。
And compare my house with this expansion.
这个副堂实在是一个大的工程。
And this is a huge job.
因为我的 background完全对建筑没有一点这个知识，没有一点常识。
I have no knowledge about buildings from my background.
但从这个十年当中，我也学了很多关于建造的这个事情。
When I get through these 10 years, I have learned a lot.
弟兄姊妹，今天神把我们放在这里。
And today, God has put you and me in this church.
他就是要做的工作，就是要建造的工作。
And He wants to do this construction work through you
and me. 他要我们来更多的认识他。
And He wants you to come to know Him more.
认识他为什么他拯救我们的目的。
Why He save you? Why He do this redemption?
因为他对以色列人说。
Because he said to the Jews,
他叫摩西把以色列从埃及带出来。
And he asked Moses to lead the Israelites away from Egypt.
他说你要做我的子民，我要做你的神。
He said, you need to be my people, I need to be your God.
他说我把你们带出来是要你们在这个山上侍奉我。
And I want you to worship me on this mountain.
这个摩西照着神在山上所指示他的。
So Moses followed God's command.
照着天上指示他的模样
and they followed what the heavenly format
造会幕
and to build this holy temple
规规矩矩地造一切
and he has built everything according
都遵照神所吩咐他的
to God's command
因为在地上的侍奉
because whatever we serve on this earth
在地上的建造
and whatever construction we are doing
都是为了将来在天上的侍奉
is all prepared for eternal
这也乃是神造人的目的
and that's the purpose why God creates man
这个是乃是神拯救人的目的
and that's why God saved man
这个是乃是神建造人在地上的目的
and that's why God want to build us up
今天他要把我们都从世界里面召回来
and today God want to call each one of us or come back to him
就是这一批人他要把从世界里面分别出来
and he want to separate us from the world
他有他特别的意思
he has his special purpose
他就要训练我们将来在天上的侍奉
he want to train us how to serve him in heaven
我们来读一节经文
let's read the Bible verse
请翻到以弗所书第二章第十节
turn to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10
请大家翻开
and please turn to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10
以弗所书第二章第十节
and Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10
好请来我们原是他的工作在基督耶稣里造成的为要叫我们行善就是神所预备叫我们行的这个是神的意思
and this is God's will.
神把我们从世界里面拣选出来
God has selected us from this world.
要把我们从世界里面迁到他爱子耶稣基督里面
and separate us from the world into Jesus Christ
他要在我们身上做建造的工作
so he need to do this work of spiritual work
他怎么样做建造工作呢
and how can he do it
乃是要我们活在他基督里面
we only living within Christ
怎么样活在基督耶稣里面呢
and how do we live within Christ
就是你自己要亲近他
you need to get close to him
你要参加聚会
you need to come to worship
你要参加查经班
you need to join Bible study
你要常常活在基督里面活在他的话语里面
you need to be continuously living
他才能够在你身上做建造的工作
then he can work on you
如果你信了耶稣
if you believe in Jesus
你还是活在世界里面
You're still living in this world.
你还是不跟基督徒在一起
You don't want to be spend time with Christians
你还是不愿意来参加聚会
You're not willing to attend worship
你还是过你自己的生活
You still live your own life
这样子神不能够在你身上做工
By doing so, God cannot work on you.
他不能够叫你要预备行他要你行的善。
He can't ask you to do the good deeds he wants you to do.
这样不能够符合他拯救你的目的。
And that doesn't satisfy why he has saved you. 神
只可以在你在基督里面才可以帮助你建立你。
It's only within Jesus Christ he can build you up.
哥林多后书五章十七节这样子告诉我们。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人。
And if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
The old has gone, the new has come.
因此
，Therefore,
神不断的要在我们身上工作。
And God wants to continuously working on us.
他要我们把我们磨成他儿子的模样。
He wants to shape you into the image of his son.
他不是拯救了我们，
He's not only saved you,
就说完成了他的工作，
and say this work is done.
还没有，
It's not yet.
因为主耶稣说，
Because Jesus
他说，
has said,
父做事到如今，
say my father has done things until today.
今天我还在做事，
and I am still doing so.
今天耶稣基督还要在我们身上做事，
and he's still working on us.
他的工作还没有完成。
And he still not complete his work.
他的工作什么时候完成呢？
When his work will be complete.
就是他第二次回来的时候。
When he's coming back again.
他的工作才完成。
Then his work will be complete.
弟兄姊妹，我们不知道主耶稣什么时候来。
I don't know when Jesus is coming back again.
也许我们他还没有来之前，我们先要回去见他。
And maybe before he comes, we need to go to see him.
今天圣经告诉我们。
And today our Bible told us.
今天就是恩典的时候。
And now is still the age of grace.
今天就是拯救的日子。
And today is the day of salvation.
或是在我们当中很多还没有慕还这个还没有信耶稣的慕道朋友。
And if still friends, you're not yet believing Jesus.
今天你要赶紧来信耶稣。
And today you need to come to believe in Jesus.
若是你的信了耶稣的神的儿女。
If you believe in Jesus and you are children of God.
你不常聚会。
If you not worship often,
你不常跟其他弟兄姊妹在一起崇拜。
You not never fellowship with all the brothers and sisters.
神要寻找你回来。
God want to find you back.
神要你不断的施恩。
And God want to provide grace to you.
神还要提醒你要向他报恩。
And need to ask you to repay, show gratitude to him.
因为他给了我们这个最大的恩典。
Because he has provided the biggest grace for us.
就是拯救了你的灵魂。
And to save your souls.
使你永远不再面对审判。
Save your spirit so you no longer face your own judgment.
你就不需要面对那个永恒的审判。
And otherwise you're going to face this internal judgment.
弟兄姊妹，这个是神拯救我们的恩典。
And that's the grace God has showed us.
千万不要错过。
Don't miss up.
也千万不要错过机会，让神在我们做的建造工作。
And don't miss up the opportunity God can work on you.
这个就是施恩堂成立的目的。
And that's why our church need to form as a church.
40年当中，
40 years.
神要在这里训练很多人。
God wants to train many people.
我们相信还有将来的40年， 120年。
And we know that we're future 40 years, 120 years.
若是主耶稣还没有回来，
If Jesus has not yet come back,
神的恩典要继续从这个施恩堂 流传出去。
And God's grace shall flow out from this church.
神的福音继续要从这里传出去。
And God's good news need to continuously to preach out.
神的祝福继续临到这个教会。
And the blessing from God will keep remaining this church.
弟兄姊妹，让我们一起来领受神的祝福。
And let us to receive God's blessing.
好让他的旨意在这里成全。
So may His will be complete.
神永恒的计划，永恒的旨意。
This is God's eternal purpose and plan.
就是今天我们所读的经文。
And it's the Bible verses we have read.
他要训练一批人。
He wants to train. 将来
在天上执政掌权。
And to rule over all.
与他同享荣耀。
And to endure the glory with him.
我们再来读这三节经文。
And let's read these Bible verses, then we conclude.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
第九到十一节。
Verse 9 to 11.
请翻到以弗所书第三章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
第九到十一节。
Verse 9 to 11.
请来。
And to make plain to everyone the administration of the mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. The intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realm.
愿神的旨意在这里成全。
May God's will to be accomplished in this church.
我们做个祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
慈爱的圣天父,
Dear merciful Heavenly Father,
爱我们拯救我们的主耶稣基督,
our loving Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ,
我们今天俯伏在你面前。
Now, today we humbly come in front of you.
我们屈身敬拜。
And we bow down and worship you.
我们在这里颂赞你的名。
We praise your name.
我们在这里施恩来数算的恩典。
We show gratitude to you.
因为你拯救了我们。
Because you have saved us.
你还要继续地拯救我们。
And you will continuously to do your salvation.
你要在这地上保护我们脱离那恶者。
You protect us away from the evil one.
你要我们过一个得胜的生活。
You want us to live a victorious life.
你要我们在这里被你建造。
You want to build us up.
建造在你自己这个磐石上。
And build us up on this solid rock.
建造在你自己的话语上。
And build us up in your words.
求神亲自祝福你的教会。
Please bless your own church.
让你的教会不断地增长。
And may your church grow.
更多人在这里蒙福。
And more people get blessing.
更多人在这里蒙受你的拯救。
And more people receive salvation.
更多人愿意在这里侍奉你。
And more people can, they are willing to serve you.
感谢你。
And we want to thank you.
荣耀颂赞三一的真神。
And may the glory to the Trinity God.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.